organization. The electoral agenda has to be stopped now. We have a lot of problems. We have the problem of the dimension of the constituencies. We are living in a system of a quite apartheid. In Lomé, for example, you need over 200 people to have one MP. When you go, like in Tara, with 45,000 votes, you have an MP. We don't want this to continue. We want equity, one man, one vote. Then we want transparency. We don't want these people to rig the election. These people are in power for almost 50 years. Can you hear me? 50 years. 5-0, 50 years. Same people.
The government says that the opposition did not have permit to protest.
In our legislation, you don't need to have permit before going to riot. You just have to declare, to inform the authority that you are going to have manifestation. This is the law.
You, the opposition, are you saying that this election should not be held?
It's not possible to organize the election at that time. We need to sit down and have talks. We have to change the whole system of election in Togo. We have to change the institution who is in charge of the election organization.
President Yadema said that he is working hard to reform the electoral system, that he is doing his best.
The president is not saying the truth. I don't want to be impolite by saying that he's lying. We signed an agreement which we call Accord Politique Global. It means a general political agreement signed in 2006. In this agreement, we are all saying that this country needs discussion to reform the constitution side. They refuse to have this kind of discussion. So nothing has changed. The president is not doing anything to improve the political system. You know, the father was in power for 38 years. When the father died, he has been put on the power by his military. And so he's there since 2005, almost 8 years. The same family, 46 years. I don't know if in your country you can accept that. Togo is not a kingdom. Togo is a republic.
The government said there should be no demonstrations in the downtown area, the commercial areas, because the demonstrations would disrupt commercial activity of the city or the country.
What is the meaning of a demonstration? If the demonstration cannot have impact on the social life, if you go to the seaside, make your demonstration, you are not doing anything. By doing the manifestation in the center of the city, everybody will know that something is going wrong in this country. By the way, the government has no any right to give us the way we have to go into manifestation. The law is there. These people, they violate the law every day.
When the elections come in March, are you saying that the opposition will not take part in those elections?
We will do whatever is possible to make this election impossible. Okay. If we don't go to election, there will not be election in Togo. We don't want these people to continue rigging the election. We don't want these people to rule this country like a private property. Togo is a republic. It's not a private property for anybody, for any family.